Archimedes figures in today's GeoQuiz. Now, the early Greek mathematician and inventor was born in a seaport city on the island of Sicily. The city was once part of Greater Greece, which included the coastal areas of what is now southern Italy. So we're looking for this city where Archimedes came up with as many inventions and scientific ideas. Some of Archimedes' schemes were so fantastic they've taken on myth-like proportions. And, as it turns out, in this week's episode of the Discovery Channel series Mythbusters, one of Archimedes' inventions has attracted the attention of the First Family.
One of the largest science projects ever can only be requested by one man.
How are you? I am a big fan of Mythbusters.
Really?
I am, and so are the girls. I think that we've got a big one that hasn't been thoroughly tested.
Which one is that?
It is Archimedes' solar ray.
The pressure's on, man.
Figure this out and report back to me.
We're on it.
Well, we're on it, too. We'll investigate the solar ray and reveal the answer to our quiz in just a minute. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There are all kinds of old myths out there that get passed on through the ages, but suppose you want to get to the truth and sort out fact from fiction. Who are you going to call? The Mythbusters, that's who. Adam Savage and Jamie Heineman co-host Mythbusters on the Discovery Channel. Earlier this year, they were challenged by none other than President Barack Obama to set history right. Adam, Jamie, tell us about the unusual science challenge that the president came up with.
Well, the president brought up the fact to us that although we had tested Archimedes' novel defense of the walls of Syracuse against the Russian hordes using mirrors supposedly to set fire to Roman ships, he said that we had never fully tested it with actual soldiers holding actual shields, which is in fact true. So he challenged us to test Archimedes' solar death ray using 500 soldiers standing on a shoreline with polished shields attempting to set fire to a boat.
Now, this solar death ray, that was Adam. Jamie, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this. Archimedes was working in 3rd century B.C. in the Greek city-state of
Syracuse.
Thank you, which happens to be the answer of our GeoQuiz today in what is now Italy. And tell us what he was said to have done, Archimedes, at that time.
Supposedly, he set the invading ships on fire with these mirrors by reflecting the sun's power at them. So that was our challenge to see whether we could do that. And we brought in 500 school kids, high school and middle school kids, you know, set them up with mirror shields, and we had a boat out in front of them, starting at about 600 feet away, and then gradually worked our way closer.
And they did a stunning job. They spent an entire day aiming mirrors at this boat while Jamie sailed it towards them wearing a fireproof suit.
And Jamie, what was it like for you on the boat?
Well, you know, I was standing there with a, among other things, a handheld grill full of hot dogs to see whether those could be cooked while I was standing in the sun's rays.
This is a variation from the original event.
Yeah, we try to put our own spin on things. You know, the thing to keep in mind here is that this isn't about proving that you could set something on fire. I mean, we know that the sun can do that with mirrors. The thing was whether or not people could aim shields in such a way that they could focus them enough to set something on fire. And the problem with that is simply that the fine tuning required to actually have ignition to get it all focused in the right spot is a whole other thing. That's the big challenge here.
So what happened?
Oh, you're going to have to watch the episode tomorrow night to find out the final results.
But,
you know, this is part of this president's STEM initiative. That stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, and education. And that's why we did this.
You know, we went back to the White House and reported to Obama on exactly how we did.
All right, because there will be those who will think that the president intends to use this kind of weaponry for some kind of U.S. military arsenal in the future.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I don't think that's a spoiler, but I don't see us defending the shores of the U.S. with soldiers with mirrors.
Did you ever feel any kind of warmth coming from these 500 mirrors the students were holding up as shields?
Oh, definitely. You know, again, you can set things on fire with mirrors. There's no question about that. I was wearing a fire suit with full protective gear, you know, for my safety.
Wow. Did you need it?
Yes, I did.
You can tell I'm inching toward the busting of the myth, which you're not going to...
If nothing else, I would have gotten a heck of a sunburn.
Yes, and those hot dogs, how did they fare?
They were quite tasty, thank you.
That gives us a little clue. Stay tuned. The Discovery Channel tomorrow night. Very nice to talk to you both, Jamie Heineman and Adam Savage, co-hosts of Mythbusters on the Discovery Channel. Thanks again.
No problem. Thank you, Lisa.